If there's one thing everyone can agree on, it's that finances can be confusing, especially when you're trying to make sure your career, family life, and everything in between is taken care of. Trust me, I'm right there with you. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a budgeting newbie, or just someone looking to supercharge your financial future in about 15 minutes, this is for you. If you're ready to make your money work harder for you, and if you're ready to spark true financial independence, then you've come to the right place. I'm Teresa Arago, and this is Talking Sense. On today's Talking Sense, I brought Alec Darrell from our Conway office to talk to you guys about a question that comes up in most of our lives. Should we do it ourselves or hire a professional? So DIY or DI don't. Whether it's home improvements, investing, or even preparing your taxes, this decision can have a big impact on your wallet. So we're going to dive in and figure out when to roll up your sleeves and when to call in the experts. And before we even get into this, I'm just going to throw out the disclaimer because somebody's probably going to notice it in this episode at some point. I struggle hard with the phrase DIY. We did an episode a long time ago that had the phrase DIY in it a ton, and I kept saying DIY. So if you hear it, don't come at me in the comments. I know it's just a struggle, okay? So before we get started, though, I would love to hear, Alec, if you've ever had any DIY fails.
Not any that I can think of, but I've definitely looked into DIYs, and I have kind of evaluate it, and I'm just like, I can't do that, because a lot of it is stuff on my car, like I've changed the oil on my car, and I'm like, I can do that, but then I'm like watching a 30-minute video and putting new suspension, and I'm like, I'm gonna drop the car on myself if I do that. So I stop ahead of time. I know.
So you do your
quit.
Research, and then sometimes you're like, yeah, that's not gonna work.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have discovered that picking paint colors is not a gifting that I have. I had this bathroom. It was this like grayish color and I didn't like it. And I wanted it to be like a soft green, right? Beautiful seafoam kind of green, right? And I go to the place, I pick it out and I paint it. And as I'm painting, I'm like, huh, that's, it'll dry different. That's what I told myself. It'll dry different. It'll be fine, right? No, it was like pistachio green. It was the brightest, ugliest color I have ever seen. So I can paint, but picking out the color is apparently outside of my purview and I need someone else to help me with that. So if I ever decide to paint and I'm coming on the show telling you, somebody stop me.
You got the hard part down though.
Yeah, I can do the painting and yeah. I don't get it everywhere. You know, I don't, you know, as accident prone as I am, I know you're shocked to hear that, but I have learned that limitation exists for me. Now, my brother is like a construction genius. So if he's involved in the process, I know it's going to be fine. But I have learned not to try to do it all by myself. So there's that. But this is a movement that has started, and I think it comes from things like Pinterest and YouTube tutorials. There are things my husband has done that I was genuinely in the house waiting for him to come in cussing. And he's gotten it done just fine watching a YouTube video. I don't get it.
Yeah, YouTube has blown up. You can learn absolutely anything on YouTube. There's accounts just for home repair or car repair or whatever, do it yourself. And it's really gotten popular, and that's kind of my main information source is YouTube.
And I think a lot of people are doing that. And I have even, there have been some things in the last, 3 months where I've looked at something, and if it doesn't look too complex, I'll give it a shot, and it's worked out really well. But I do think probably we're a little more self-aware than some of the people out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we've seen some pretty fantastic fails. And there is some satisfaction that comes from doing it yourself. You mentioned you've done your oil change. Mm-hmm. How did that feel?
At first, everything was just alien to me. I didn't know what I was doing, but once you do it, it's really not that hard. Now, it's uncomfortable and you feel like you're doing it wrong, but once you've done it multiple times, it's not as bad as it seems.
Got it. How long did it take you to do?
Well, you've got the YouTube video time, so that can be 20 to 30 minutes. And then my first time, I don't know, it probably took about the same. Because I'm referencing back to the video to make sure I'm doing it right.
Yeah, that's the thing I have to do, is I have to go back to the video every few minutes to make sure I haven't missed a step.
Yeah.
I get it. And I think sometimes, in this case, like with oil changes specifically, I tell people, I will happily pay good money for someone else to do that. Mm-hmm. 15 minutes and I'm out, I'm good. But it can end up costing you a lot more. Like if you do crack the oil pan or do something crazy, those costs can be challenging.
Yeah. If you're not doing it right, I mean, you can burn up your motor. And that mm-hmm. is a new engine in a car is very expensive. And that's one thing you got to take into effect and counter is, well, what happens if I fail and I don't do it right? Like, what are the consequences?
Am I ready for that? Yeah.
And we talked about what could happen, for example, like with home improvement. Let's say I'm trying to do plumbing or something that could cause a fire. That could really do a lot of damage. I mean, mm-hmm. water damage is very expensive. If I'm trying to fix something in my sink or my bathtub and then end up flooding the first floor, you're going to really wish you reached out to a plumber.
Yeah.
Like, that would be devastating.
Yes. And my dad is an electrician. So when it comes to home improvement projects, I will not touch electrical. And I'm also probably more cautious about even putting holes in my walls, like hanging things, because my dad has told me stories of houses that weren't properly grounded or wired properly that, you know, you end up getting a spark just from something as simple as putting a nail in a wall. So there's a lot, you know, for some cosmetic updates, like installing new light fixtures or painting. I do know how to put in a ceiling fan. So that's one thing I know how to do well. And the instructions have gotten worse, by the way, with age. I don't know what it is with companies nowadays. I guess they assume you're going to go to YouTube, so they just don't really put good instructions in anymore. The last one I did was a bit of a booger. But if you can do it, it will save you money. And if it's just something cosmetic, the risk of you making a major mistake are pretty minor. And there are those online resources available. And let's be real, the skill required to paint a wall is not as strong as the skill to, like, rewire an outlet, for instance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes it's reasonable to do.
Yeah.
But as you talked about, the risks can be higher. Like, a lot of neighborhoods or cities will require permits for certain type of work because the risk of you burning down your house is a pretty bad one to have. And the safety hazards alone can make it unwise to mess with that kind of stuff. You know, my dad, when he was buying me tools, because, you know, he had to buy me my first set of tools because I am one of his sons in his mind because I love doing that kind of stuff. He made sure to get me grounded tools because he figured if I was going to mess with an outlet, he wanted to make sure that I had the ones that if I did catch a spark, didn't hurt me.
Got a little safety
net. Mm-hmm. Now, I know to turn the light switch off. By the way, if someone's out there, don't come at me again in the comments. I know you turn the power off first. But, you know, as you mentioned, those risks can be costly. And it can make that project three times as expensive if you're having to now call in somebody to restore your home after a flood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're right. And that brings us into our next topic, talking about doing it yourself. A lot of people do financial management mm-hmm. by themselves. They think that they can do it all themselves. And there are certain things that I think you can do for yourself, and it's good. For example, budgeting. That is something that you're going to be more in tune with. Mm-hmm. And there's really not budgeting advisors. Now, there's financial advisors for investing mm-hmm. and planning for retirement and all other sorts of your financial life. But budgeting is a great thing that you can do it yourself. You can get a budgeting app mm-hmm. And yeah, just get in there and apply it to your life and see what you can do.
And I think too, you can take a hands-on approach to your day-to-day finances by doing that and understanding your habits. You can educate yourself about what you're doing and how it's impacting your journey. And also, you know, with your employer plan, getting started isn't as complex. Now, I would argue that it can be, though. One of our advisors, Scott, told the story about how he was invested in a high yield fund for a really long time because, you know, everybody wants a high yield. He didn't realize it's a bond fund. He was literally in like his 20s putting into a bond fund, which is a very conservative strategy. So, you know, understanding how those things work, although it may seem pretty basic, you may want to get some coaching eventually to make sure that your strategy works with your timeline and make sure that you're doing what you need to do to get where you want to go. Because, you know, a lot of people come in and they don't even understand the match. We've had people come in thinking that they're putting in all that they need to for a match and they're not, or they think the match is at a certain level and it's not. So taking some time to consult somebody about how that works and making sure your strategy works may be worth calling in an expert.
Yeah, I agree, because they're going to have the experience to maybe pick up on some stuff that you would have never picked up on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important, because you may think you have a simple fix, but in the big picture of things, they could see some things that could just go right over your head. So you're not only paying for the advice, but the experience behind the advice and where mm-hmm. they could fill some gaps that you may not realize you have.
Yes. And often when people are working on their financial plan, they're really kind of thinking in broad strokes. They've got a timeline, generally speaking. They've got a certain amount they're putting towards it. But a lot of people don't know if it's enough. I think that's probably the commonest question we get. I don't think that's a real word. Most common question that we get is, am I putting away enough? And it's not an easy question to answer because you can't just say, oh, well, you're putting in 15%. You're good. Because we have to solve for more than just assets. We've got to create an income. So having somebody that can put data together and give you some feedback, I think is really priceless. And of course, I work in this industry, but I mean, I think about it with my physical fitness journey. I was kind of doing my own thing, wasn't seeing results. I've hired a trainer and they're able to hold me accountable and also give me more focus on what I'm doing. I'm not just walking into a gym and trying to figure out what I'm going to do each day or throwing a program up on the TV. I have some purpose to my movement when I'm working out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, you know, as you're working on the big picture, everything has to point back to something. And when it comes to your financial journey or even your, you know, doing it yourself plan for your house or whatever, you've got to have a plan to point you where to go. I think if you leave on a trip and you don't have a roadmap figured out, there's going to be a problem. Like I just this past week had to go, I feel like perspective matters. I got to go take my son to a soccer ID camp and we were going to Missouri. Before I even got in the car, I went and filled up gas because I knew we were going to be in the car for a lot of miles. I had already thought through where we were going to stop along the way because, you know, potty breaks are important at my age and making sure we had time to eat snacks, make sure the hotel knew what time we were going to get there. All of that had to be considered, including traffic patterns. And was there any construction on the way that I needed to try to find my way around? All of that had to be considered before we even left the driveway. That's for a one-day trip.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about our retirement journey, you're talking 25, 30 years. Having that written out and planned out, to me, is extremely important.
Yeah, I agree. It's all about preparing and knowing what you're going and getting into. Mm-hmm. And you know, you don't plan a vacation the night before. You have been planning this vacation for months or maybe even years if it's a really big trip. And that's the same way that we talk about retirement, is it is a big vacation and you don't want to plan it last second. You want to mm-hmm. save for it. You want to get the itinerary. You want to get everything mapped out. And you can't do it all on your own. You're probably going to have to outsource it. Like you said, I'm not going to pull up a map. I'm going to use a GPS. I think you need to outsource and that's something that reaching out is going to be better than doing it yourself, because advisors like us who have seen hundreds or maybe some even thousands of cases, we can see those little details and try to fill some gaps and get you on the right track to have the best retirement possible.
And I think we can see obstacles that are ahead that you can't. Just like how Google can say, oh, hey, it looks like traffic's slowing down. There must have been an accident. We can help our clients understand what obstacles to prepare for, what roadblocks might exist, so that they can either avoid them or plan ahead for them. An example would be long-term care expenses. The chances of someone needing care are so high. But if you're not planning for those, then you're keeping something in front of yourself that maybe would not be necessary. So let's talk about some key takeaways when it comes to whether you should DIY or call in a professional. Do you have the necessary skills and knowledge? Now, this is going to be one of those times where you got to be honest with yourself. Some of us overestimate our skills. So take some time. Maybe you need to check with your friend or with your spouse to see if they agree with you on your capacity. But I think that's the first thing. What are some other things for people to understand?
I think, do you have the time? And if you do have the time, is it worth your time?
That's me in the oil changes, just to be clear.
You mentioned that in the oil change. Like, it's more worth it to just give to somebody. They knock it out. And you really got to protect your time in a lot of these things. And also, it has a little bit of a mental aspect. Like, if I'm spending 8 hours to do something that I know I could pay a little bit for someone to do in 1 hour, like, it's time straining and it's mentally straining.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really important part of it as well.
Yeah. You've got to understand where you're going and when you want to arrive. And then also take a minute to decide what does success look like to you? When it comes to your financial journey, we call this financial independence. When you reach financial independence, what is that going to look like for you? So it's time for our 2 cents. I'm going to let you go first, Alec.
Yeah, I think it's really important to not be afraid to reach out and realize you can outsource. Get some help, because mm-hmm. there are little things that you can do it yourself, but there's some things that it's going to be better if you don't. Like, it's going to be safer. It's going to set you up better in the future to get some outside help and let someone who's an expert in that field get you in a better position.
And I would say, if you're just getting started, don't let waiting for a professional hold you back from getting started. You can start using your employer plan. You can start doing some basic savings, making sure you have an emergency fund in place, setting up your budget without that professional help. But if you get all that going and you really want to set fire to that, I think the next step is to call in some help and get some real detailed goals organized to help you along your journey to financial independence. Well, thank you, Alec, for being here today. Thank you guys for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes. The Jim Wolf team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or by calling our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526. And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Jim Wolf Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.